Shin Nun He, Sif Gimel. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't recall. We started the Mishnah Berurah, I think.
I have, we didn't.
We don't start the Mishnah Berurah yet? We finished the Sif, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chavav. So if the place where the tzaya of the basic kisei is going to is a karmelis, because it's more than basic sayim, even though it's in an area which is a dugout area, so it has walls, etc., but since it's larger than basic sayim, it has a din of a karmelis. So it has a depth to it, which means therefore it's considered, it has walls around it. It's an area larger than the base of Sayim, 50 amas by 100 amas. And it was not surrounded for the purpose of living, you know, of a person living in it. Then Carmelis allowed, he gets a lach of a Carmelis. So he's transferring now from Rishon Sayyachot to Carmelis, which is going to be awesome. So over here, Mechitza Tluya does not work. And in Mutter Chavazayin, Mechitza Tluya does not work. Elabinin Shemechitza Yagiu Adakarka. We need that the if you want to build Mechitzas around the area, they'd have to go down to the ground. Otherwise, there's a problem that people or animals can go under the Mechitza, and it does not, it blocks the Mechitza from reaching the halachically reaching the ground and making it Rishus Yachit. But the Eitz of Adaf, which we had before, if there's going to be some type of a board under the opening where he sits, which would catch the tzoya, and then afterwards it falls, that's not direct an action of his, that's called only Kaicha, and Kaicha becomes his mutter. In any case where it's going to go onto something else and then come down into the ground, that's mutter.
It's
a rabbanon. Right. Okay. So then, some say that since if the case where the basic heat is above 10 tefachim, so it's going from the Rishus HaYachid through the Abra of the Makom Patur into the Karmelis. Okay. The Malim is Mekekor Sechafir. It's above 10 tefachim, above the height of where the dugout area. But Tam the Abram and Lamala Mesura were Carmelis Mokim Patur, above 10 Tfachim is Mokim Patur. Nimsuk Shu Nifne, when he's relieving himself, Mitzvah Shu Yochel, the Carmelis Erech Mokim Patur, it's going through the Mokim Patur. So some say that's Mutter. Vayan Le'el Basim and Shin Menvav V'chulu. Now, what is that about? Hanu Basav Sif Alep, the Yesh Oysim Lohoitzi Me Yushu Yochel, the Carmelis, I feel a Derech Mokim Patur. We brought an opinion over there that going through Malkum Patur is still usur. Comes the Gra. Vayner Gra Shemarach Bezeb B'dayto. He says even further. The af in Neima. The Rishayis to Rabbanan. Their Malkum Patur is mutter. So we had before in Shimon Vav to go from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabban through the Malkum Patur is you can't. Shasiyachid Makom Patur Karmelis Machlokes. Zot Grua, that's only the case. Hanodavka Bidunach Be'emsa on Makom Patur. It went Shasiyachid Makom Patur and it stopped there. Then it went from Makom Patur to the Karmelis. So Mikri the Midrash said, be motivated by Rishas Rab. But Chazal said no, because they're afraid he might not stop in the middle. Gzeir. The question was, did he make the Gzeir by the case of a Karmelis? Shasiyachid Makom Patur, it stopped. Then Makom Patur at the Karmelis, right. That's where the machlokes is. But a hacha haloy loy noch b'emsa. It went through Avraham Makom Patur, but it didn't stop in the Avraham Makom Patur. So therefore, this case should be the Gra argues with the Yesh Omrim over here would say that it's mutter. It says that everybody should read this case as osur. Now, this opinion over here, which the Ramah is mentioning, the first Yesh Omrim of the Ramah, they're all challenging that they don't know where this, how such a shita could be, should be, could be acceptable.
So how are we even talking about going from Makom Patur to Karmelis when the whole, when we talked about it before, going from a Makom Patur to a Karmelis or vice versa, we said the, they're all part of the same thing anyway.
So that was a case where that the Makom Patur didn't meet the size criteria, but it was in the airspace of a Karmelis. But here, since it's above the airspace of the Karmelis, it's not. In other words, the point is, in the Karmelis, there's no such thing as Makom Patur. But over here, it's above the Karmelis, so there's no Karmelis there.
So we really have a distinction.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting about this Mishnah Berurah, if you know, in Shinnun Gimel, it sends you back to Shinnun Gimel, Sif Aleph. That's not the case. Where is it? I'm not going to find it though. We had this case, this idea before, relying on the idea of going through the airspace of the Makom of the Makom Patur to the Karmelis, and we said that's going to be Mutter. And we didn't raise any questions over there. Now, it's like, why all of a sudden? Where's Simon? You went.
Simon
Gimel. Yeah, but there it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. There's a case we had before of Rosh Hashanah to Karmelis. I'm not going to find it now. Okay. So it bothered me that we had this. Mr. Bershad raised the question over there. What was it? Oh, you know, it was in Shinan Hay, by the case of the Svina. The Svina is above a Sora. So he's going to be Mamala from the Carmelis, which is the Yam. Since the walls of the Svina are higher than 10, to get into the Svina, you're going to have to go above 10, or above 10 off the water. You have to go through the Makom Patur to bring it in. It's not going to stop in the Makom Patur. So that should be the same problem. It's go directly from the Karmelis to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid through the Makom Patur, but it's not stopping there. So there before he said that generates a heter. Why does it generate a heter? You have the same problem. Whether he doesn't raise the question. Right. Where is it? Alam Dafni Asina Gwayam is serving Alamayim, then you make a Ziz Kolshahu and Mal Derek Shom, and you don't need any Ziz, and the Rechardim say you don't need it, it's just a Hekar Ba'alma, and then it's Mutter, because the Iker Heter really is Karmelis to Rishas Siyach and Derek Makom Patur. So why is that okay? So, I don't know. Lamed Aleph. Soyami Ba'adayim. If the place is that he's relieving himself on is going out to Tzoya, Umairi Lamed Aleph, Umairi Shemifana Mamashal Tzoya, it's landing on the Tzoya. Avishan Afilat HaKach, I mean, it's Zad, Shu Karmelis, afterwards it falls off onto the Karmelis. Sure, because that's Karcha B'Karmelis. Because the Tzoya is Makom Patur. The Hosh Tzoma Eina Rechaba Arbo. So now, Alpha Gav, the Baal Makaim Alom, the Pachas Mishlosh Tvachim, Gaiva is Batul, the Gabi Rishus, who I meant by. If it's less than three tefachim high, it's part of the it's both of the rishos. Tzoyah mistama ena gavaya shlosh tefachim. It's not three tefachim high. Shani hacha the tzoyah shu beis akisei bevari l'dursa de'rab. It's a place where people will not walk. Alkein ena both the rishos shibetzido abahavi makom patur. So that doesn't become both to the rishos the area around it, and it gets a din of a makom patur. Okay. So it's landing in a Makom Patur and then going from there to the Carmelis.
Would
you have a Doris, right? I wouldn't have that same thing. Okay, now. Then he said... but according to the opinion, he said, Makom Patur doesn't exist, but Shosu Yachid, the Kuliyama. So this is a new case. That's Mishnah Berurah. Kan Masel Ramah, the Var Dinach. This is a new halacha. Oh, this basically says, Shay Shaykh Makom HaChafira, Shetachtera, Lishnei Anoshim. Will ever be in two people had ownership rights in this Makom, the place of the Chafira where the Tzoy is supposed to land. They don't have an Eruv Chateris amongst the two of them. So now we have a problem. We're trying to figure out, so how can he use that area, where he's doing some act of a Hitzah from Shasa Yachid to that area, his own private place to that area, which is a public area between him and somebody else. So what do you use? You can't use the Hatter Makom Patur, because that area is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and there's no such thing as a Makom Patur in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They're walled, and they're just a Yachid. The only problem is, there's an ownership issue of a Ruvah Chatzeris, so that the Tzaya won't address, ain't Makom Patur, but it's just a Yachid. So therefore, you have a problem, it's also Levan Hashem, a person can't go there, unless they would make an error between the two of them. Then he says, Lamadalad, Osla Panasham, Marriage and Mokka Moshe Besakisa, Yeshayach, Lechol Echo, Levad. Each one had their own Moshe Besakisa. Kayimachitza, Mafsek, Benayim, and there was some type of separation between the two of them. El Shechafir, Shatateo, Yeshayach, Lishnayim. So up above, each one was using his own private area. It fell down into an area which belonged to both of them. The karka shutafim. So it's going from his rishus into this karka, which was they own b'shutvis. The gam mokam moshev shayach l'shutvim. But if that whole area was an area which belonged to both of them, and can it some rishus umutter? So where's the hitzah? It's going from a place which belongs to both of them to a place which belongs to both of them. That's not a problem. That's along the lines of, if you have a keli which starts out in the chotzer before Shabbos, you're allowed to move it in the chotzer. You can't move something from the house to the chotzer. A keli which is from the house went to the chotzer, you can't move in the chotzer either. But keli which started out in the chotzer, so here there wasn't anything there to start with. But only when it comes into being in a state of being in the chotzer, so that's not a problem. The solution would be, you could use the daf or the kana. So it's like Kacha Bekarmelis, which is with Loi Gazer. Abba Tikkun, the Mechitza Tluya, and a Moyal Hocha Achi Renes Alamata. The Tikkun of making a Mechitza Tluya doesn't work on land, it only works on sea. Okay.
Why does that not work on land?
Because the animals can go under it. We said that the Bechias Gedeim breaks the status of the Mechitza. But Bechias Dogim, because they're not visible, doesn't break it.
Okay, alright.
Only animals count, fish don't count for this.
Right. Come on, like he says later on, Shinam Zion, the Shamavur, the Bechotish, and Merevis, the Kuliyama Mutter Kaicha. Kaicha Bekarmel is Legozer, so Kaicha Bechotish, and Merevis, Legozer. Okay. That's all the chachila. In the case of B'diyeva, they forgot Vole Erev, Oshalacha Vole Erev, Oshalahayula, Efshalas is Tikkun and Isker. They didn't have time to make an Erev or this other type of corrective action which would permit it. So Chazal permitted it, because Gala Kabbalah Briya is Shetiru, Chacham, and the Mavakam Hashem, but Yisr the Reis. To be Matur, this is the Rabbana, in order that they should be able to relieve themselves, that's going to be Mavakam. And the last thing we said is a case where a person is on a raft, since the raft is not 10 tefachim high, it doesn't have walls, so it's a carmelis. even though it's 4x4, but it doesn't have walls, so it's a caramelist. It's caramelist to caramelist, which is mutter within the Alarabas. In a Meshetel Yam, I'll be in a Sunil Yam, but a Tikkun and Iskra Besipay's loy. Can't go from a ship to the sea. The Moitzim Rishas Yachil, the Yam, Shu Caramelist. We may have Shalob, Bne Eze Siba. If there's no other way that you couldn't correct, there's no corrective measure which is possible to do, and he hadn't made any corrective measures beforehand for whatever reason, so Chazal would be matur. Okay. Dalit. Mayim shen amukim asor tfochim. Ein lendin mayim lahatur lishbuch behem bimechitza tluya. So he said you can pour the shayfkum, the things he has to pour out or relieve himself, mechitza tluya above the water, makes as if there's a mechitza in the water, but the water has to be 10 tvachim deep. If the water's not that deep, so then we deal with it as if it's regular dry land, and the mechitza tluya does not work. If the water's dried out, and there's not water there anymore, so that there was water there before, it doesn't help. Ma'am? It's going back on the where we discussed the idea of that person is drawing water from the yam, or person is relieving himself into the yam. Either way, so you need deep water, which is 10, that mechitza tluya works. You need 10 tvachim deep. You can't draw water based on mechitza tluya either. But it came in Shein Behem Asor of Tvachim. They're not 10 Tvachim deep. Ki Yabosh Adam, we deal with it as grounds. V'ayin Rebachim, we're going to Rav Shecholkim al Zed, the Sri Lud, the Ein Lechalik B'Zed. No, that's not true. Water is water. When is it not water? In Loshe Rabbim Mahalkim Shom, Ayyadei Hatchak, which we had before in a case where if there was a flow of traffic which would walk through this water, which is less than 10 tefachim deep, that gets a din of a makom hiluk rabin. So that's not ground. That's not water anymore. That's ground. But if that's not happening, then it's water. So it has to have to mechitza tluya. Those are kliyam v'karkadam. In the case of people walking through, that's considered karka. So they argue. The bachelor we're going to argue on the shulchan aruch. Comes the Amir Grosh, Ishib Dasa Shulchan Aruch. The guy answers the Kasha. Because there was a totally Meshitas Rishonim, it's a Machalik Rishonim, Ayn Shom, and come welcome after the day, Imnuchalit Machal Dasa, Paisim Makilim Bezet. But the Grosh agrees that our Rishonim would say that this case is Mutter. So even if it's less than 10 Tvachim deep, Halacha Lamaisa, he's going to say that we'll give it a din of water, the Mechitza Tliya would work. So there was a house which was next, immediately adjacent to the water. And there was two porches. It was a first floor and a second floor. And each one had a porch sticking out over the water. The upper one is not above the lower one. It's over to the side. It's only moved over a little bit. The gap between the two of them, it's less than 4 tefachim away from the lower porch. So the lower porch is more, let's say, towards the east, and the upper porch is more towards the west, and there's a gap between the two of them. I mean, there's a height gap, but there's also a width gap, but the width gap between the two of them is less than 4 tefachim. So whether the height gap is less than 10, the height is 10 amas, high difference, but they're within a width wise they're not that far from each other. Okay. So also lo al yoyno mechitza b'shutvis mishal shneim lo yoso l'satayna klal. So they made a mechitza on the upper one. They did not make a mechitza on the lower one. So they're both going to be using the upper one to draw the water. So the loch is shtei and osuris bo achi yarvu. Since they're both using the same area to draw water, They did not make a ruv because here's between the two of them.
How they use they're not lined up. How are they physically doing it?
So even if they're not lined up, if they're within a certain distance from each other, it's not so hard really to shift your bucket. That's why the fourth tefachim is the shear. You can shift your bucket over a little bit to the side and draw the water still.
So they're drawing it within that fourth tefachim spot? Is that
No. So same, but so here's
because I have a picture, but it's not lined up. I'm not seeing. Where the, it's showing like this one, it's showing like two buckets.
But well, that's the next case.
Oh, that's the next.
Did we start at 8 o'clock today, or before 8?
Before
8? What? 5 minutes today? 7:50.
Okay. So
it's not in the four. It's
no, they're going. It's well, the heter is because of mechitza. So the mechitza, let's say, was either on the bottom one. So the upper one would shift his bucket over the bottom one and put them through the
machitza. You mean in the hole in the bottom one?
Right.
Okay.
Or so vice versa, okay. The lower guy would sort of reach up with his bucket and put his bucket through the machitza of the upper one, through the hole of the upper one. So they made the machitza on the top one.
Oh, okay. So it's basically one of them has a hole in it and they're still sharing the same hole.
They're sharing the same hole.
That's what you're saying.
Right. Okay. So they're both drawing water through the same hole, they're both using the same area, and they didn't commit Ruvei Chatzeris. So they have a problem. So it's two different owners. There's the person upstairs, the person downstairs, were two different people. So therefore, this is giving a problem. So they have to make a Rubik's Cubes. Okay. Mikolshkin also shtein the tachtoner shtein asiris atchiyar. Similarly, not only is it, you know, the bottom guy drawing water through the top one, but that's a little bit. Now, the point is going to be, if it's too far apart, you can't really draw water over there. See, if this guy happens to become he's an expert marksman, he's able to throw his bucket, but it's sort of rishuyus. It's obviously not shaykh to each other. See, then you don't need a ruvei chatzeris for him to draw water there, either one. But in a case where they're close by, so it's easier to do it to them. It's like they're sharing the same area, and it becomes a problem. So it's much easier to share the bottom one than it is to share the top one. So we're saying, even if it's the top one, it's a problem. And Kolshkin, if it's the bottom one which they're sharing, that's going to be problematic. Kolshkin, Moshe, Shteim, L'Tatan, Shteim, Asur, Zachi, Arfa. Now, Awa Kolachas, Mehen, Shosasa, Levada, B'Shallah, each one made their own mechitza, and they're drawing their own water through their own mechitza, in Acheres, Usera, Salea, Filo, Osasa, Acheres, B'Shallah. The other one doesn't Aser, or... Even if the other one is not making anything, Reuven can use his if Shimon's not using his also. If they're both sharing Reuven, so then neither one can use it. If Shimon's not using Reuven's and Shimon's, you know, storing up water before Shabbos, so then Reuven can use his. Okay, also Shneim b'shutvish mishal Shneim and Achaz the Seres al Chaverta. If they both made mechitzas on both areas, they both really could draw their own, then the fact that they're sharing and using the same one doesn't make it awesome. The fact that they did this process of building them, they were good neighbors and they raised the barn together, right? But, you know, that's not the relevant point. The point is that each one has his own place to draw, so they're not, each one is independent and they can, there's not a problem.
It's not a problem of drawing from the others without the service.
No, I think each one has to draw from their own place.
Right. But so why would there be a problem if they're drawing from their own place?
Because they built the two areas, they built the two mechitzas b'shutvus. They paid for the, they both shared in building the mechitzas.
They paid for the construction together.
Right.
So
maybe it's, maybe that, that's like sharing the process of making this area. Really, but that's not a problem.
But when you look at them, it's two separate, you know, two separate.
Right, that's why it's both.
I don't understand if it's more than 10, more than 10, is it Amos?
Well, it says even Amos, yeah. How exactly do you do that? I don't know either. But
I guess I don't see why they would say that there. It's like each one has access to the other. That's such a...
The point is that you know, Chazal said the distance aside is very hard to gauge. So throwing up, it's just, you know, it's right next to you, it doesn't throw up. It's either I'm good at it or I'm not bad at it, you know. right? But whereas to the side, it's much harder. Membeis, how you stay? Avar b'kisar. I want to explain a little bit what's going on over here. For who the bais eliyah gabo himenas etzel anor. There was two levels over here next to the river. Each one has a porch sticking out, which they would use to go out there to draw water. Each one would make mechitzes. The fact that we're both drawing from the same water is not a problem. We each have our own area and we're drawing from our own area. The fact that we don't have an area doesn't make a difference. But if they shared one area which they both processed to make it usable, whether they both using the upper one or both using the lower one. So now, it's two people sort of like living in one chotzer because they're sharing this gezustera for usage. So neither one can use the gezustera to carry. Because both have permission there. Unless they make an eruv chatzeres. But they're not too far from each other, not too wide apart. They're not four tefachim away from each other, which makes it easier to the one to use the other one. If they were more than four tefachim away, so Sarach Lizwik the Lishaloi Ba'avra Laholo Derech Arba Tvachim. He has to throw it a distance of beyond four Tvachim to get it through the hole in the upper one. Matash is Muflik Kizeh in Chosh of Lesha Al Chaveroi Avshaloi Kishaloi Ever Benim. So that's like literally a different, distant type of Tashmish, which means it's not really such a usable type of Tashmish. So I don't really have Rishus. Practically, I don't really have usage of that other area, so it's come that you have your own usage, so you can use it. I have no usage over there because my difficult usage doesn't count as a bona fide usage. Meshulcha, I feel the meshulcha, but koshkin and mamana zukenegin zubeshava. I mean, even if they're separated up to four tefachim, it's one reshus. But obviously, if they're immediately adjacent to each other. Or one above the other, it's obvious that there's going to be a problem. Like I said before, if the distance is more than four tefachim, then the one will not affect the other, and it'll be more. So the other person doesn't really have usage of this area, so he's not saying, oh, there's two people sharing usage over here. So it's a problem. No, there isn't. Only one person using it. Even though the height was very high, the height is not significant to us. So the chart's a difficult usage. That should come now as insignificant. Thank you. It's not going to, and with, you don't have to go over an empty airspace, you just have to go up. So that's still considered, I have a way to use it, and it's awesome. So that's true if it's, they made the mechitz on the upper one, it's obviously easier for the upper one to use the lower one than the lower one to use the upper one. He just, you know, puts his bucket down through the lower one. So one's going to affect the other, and therefore neither one can use it unless they make an Erev. Now, but if each one makes their own, and Acher is the fact that somebody else has one, doesn't answer him. Hanafili regili shtamish b'shal chaver to b'chol. Even though I sometimes use the other one during the weekdays, He doesn't answer. He doesn't have rights there. Haraya, he made his own. So the fact that you're nice to me, let me use it, doesn't create a problem. The fact that if we built it together to use, we both have rights there. So it becomes my rishos, it's my chotzer, and we got a problem. But we didn't build it together. You built yours, I built mine. And the fact that I use yours, that's not it. Unless they make it tonight. So then we're back to Asrichim Eruv. Then we're back to square one, that each one has rishos in both of them. So now neither one can be used. Okay? Or if one did, if the other one did not make anything at all, but if he has no rights to that other one, it's irrelevant. I can use my own without an Eruv. Now, Sotim Mishabur, Ach Yeshurim, the Kol Zeb, Daka Kishim Mishuchas, Agustaro, Zumizu, Mishikhla Shamish Achas, Bechavert. If there's some gap between the two, so the upper one can draw his water without going through the bottom one. It's directly above. It has to go through the bottom one. And there's not even a gap of 10 tvachim in height. So then we're basically within the same height of each other and using the same spot. I, Mr. Upper One, are within 10 tefachim of yours. I have a rishus within 10 tefachim of your rishus, which we share the same area. So you're back to square, back to the same problem that you need a rubik and service.
So if it's higher than a 10 amos.
10 tefachim.
Sorry.
Right.
10 tefachim. In that case, it would help.
Even the Rama holds it's okay, right?
More than 10 tefachim above the other.
Right.
What's the space? What's the minimum space there needs to be between them to say that the upper one is not going to go derech the other one?
I think it means if you could directly make your hole off, go through the side and don't go through the bottom.
Right. So they might be slightly off, but it would still be necessary for him to.
Okay. Now imosu b'shtei and b'shutu z'shal shneiem and achaz aser z'chal b'etzah. Even though we built both together, so now we said before the fact that we both built them gives us rights. So no, it doesn't make a problem. But after meaning she'll take the la'achas b'shutus, they make one jointly. Now they both are also to use it. Who da'afka im take the rak achas mishneli yosim mechitza klal? They only made one jointly. That becomes their joint rishus. Also tikkun b'shteyim b'shutus. They both built both. Term kolachas, but shall each one use their own? Shall be in the kolachas, silka nafshim mechaverta. I built it with you, but I built my own, so I don't need yours. So I sort of like took away my rights over there. Kima shasta solo, tikum mithinyat, I made my own. So why don't we do it together? Mashas vishutus, ezatam, how you lemma dover, we're good neighbors, whatever. Okay. The kolshkinim also rak ba'achas, vishutus, ashnia, osasa, mechitza, the gudutra shalal, the vada, one did jointly, one did privately. Obviously, he's removing himself from that other rishos and saying, this is mine. By doing that, he's removing his rishos from the other person, and therefore that's going to be not a problem. Okay.
Again, shushus is irrelevant if the upper one is directly over the bottom one.
Okay. Well, according to the Rambam.
Right.
The shutvis would, in other words, if both have mechitzas, so each one has his own place. Ram says, but by definition, if I'm in your space, so we now share the same space. So we're back to the same problem. We're sharing the same space. Beshutvis, which is also.
So what would other people say?
So no, I have my place to draw water, and you have your place to draw water.
But even though practically speaking, he's directly overhead, and the only way he can go, if he's going, he's got to go. He can't go over the top of his
right.
Pizza,
right. So he has to go through. But the point is, the fact that I have a way to draw, I have a mechitza which would create hetzer. The fact that you have a mechitza which creates hetzer doesn't make it. I'm not using your mechitza. I have my own way to draw water of my own mechitza.
In fact, I'm going through your hole. Is irrelevant.
It becomes irrelevant. Right. Let's hold it here.